Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
One of the best songs ever recorded in human history. I would include anything done by Mozart or Beethoven in there, too.
Mozart, Beethoven, Chopin, Tesh.
Oh, this just...
The 1812 Overture and Round Ball Rock.
This just does it for me.
Man, when he... Do you know the story of this song? Tesh said he had the little idea for the melody come into his head, and he had to sing it to his own answering machine. Like, da-na-na-na, you know, that. He just did that to his answering machine. He tells that story. Man, I have a... There's a video of him... There is a video of Tesh doing this song live at Red Rocks in Colorado. He's got a big goofy tux on like he's a car dealer in Vegas. And then he just absolutely gets into it. And you can tell the symphony is into it, too. They're thinking about Bulls, Suns. They're loving life.
Only one other song gets me out of my seat, like this one does.
Hartford Whalers theme song.
Cisco's thong song.
Oh, I thought you were going to say Brass Bonanza.
I like that one, too.
Cisco's thong song.
All right, so why am I playing
Round Ball Rock?
Round Ball Rock, the NBA and NBC theme. I feel like we can take some time off from the Pirates. We'll do our mandatory, obligatory Bucko Minute today.
They are above 500.
They are above 500. I promised our listeners, as long as the Pirates have a winning record, we'll talk about them at least once a day. And we got a lot of bitch fest stuff out of our system because we were on the air after they lost that game to Oakland yesterday. So our other shows, like The Morning Show and Joe, today was the first day they got to react to the series loss in Oakland. We've already done that.
Yeah, we got to do it in real time.
So I went home last night. I went to a surprise birthday party for one of Amanda's friends, where I learned that her friend once upon a time got into an Uber and the Uber driver had a baby in the back.
Just had a baby in a car seat driving an Uber.
Yeah.
That seems
That's
like
the first I'd ever heard of that. That was even
like
allowed.
That seems like a problem. Well, I mean, allowed, you could say the person is just driving a car, but strangers are getting into the car.
Yeah. And like they're in the back seat, like making sure the baby doesn't get fussy and cry and whatnot.
Play with the baby as part of, you want 5 stars as a rider?
Would you turn down that ride?
No. Like if I see that the driver has a baby, I figure
you get in with the baby?
Yeah. Because I figure the driver is going to be extra responsible and careful because there's baby on board. They want to provide for their child. Probably shouldn't be forced into doing gig work like that.
I don't want to do a long drive with a crying baby and the potential for that.
Oh, no.
I don't even really want to make...
I'm asking them permission. I'm saying, hey, is it cool if I play with the baby and entertain the baby if the baby's not asleep? And then I'm there. I'm shaking things. I'm shaking car keys or whatever.
That's an automatic negative review for me. And I write in, driver showed up with baby.
Oh, I think you're way off base here.
I don't want to get involved in somebody else's parenting or child care.
I mean, what if they can't afford child care and they've got to work, so they've got to come up with this as a compromise solution.
We can't bring our kid to work. If you were in a bind, you couldn't have Lennox sit over there for 4 hours while we did the show. I don't think that's allowed here at Odyssey Pittsburgh.
But what if that person has no other options, Pony? You're being very
self-centered.
Then
he's got to take the day off from Uber.
What if that's every day? I doubt that it's a one-off. This person's probably driving around with a little baby.
I'm telling
like
you,
hangover.
I just don't. I would assume the covenant that is made there between passenger and driver, there's got to be something in there that says no babies, no kids.
I can't imagine that there is, because if there is, that driver probably wouldn't have the baby. And anyway, what if it's a really cute baby? What if it's just making googly eyes at you?
I don't want that on me. I don't want that
responsibility.
You're going
to have it soon enough, big guy.
I understand that, but I don't. My drive somewhere.
You're the passenger. You're not driving. You're riding.
My trip somewhere should not have to involve me doing something for the driver, like keep his kid company.
What about when you and Amanda go on a long car trip and she drives, as she always does, yep. and you're supposed to make conversation with her to keep
totally
her
different.
Occupied?
Totally different.
Why?
Because that's my wife. I've entered into an agreement with her relationship where we like to speak to each other. I don't even like when the Uber driver tries to chat me up
on
a ride.
You like speaking to her so much that you've entered into an agreement that codifies it, yes.
So I went to this party, and then I went home and watched the NBA Finals last night. Now, we almost never talk about the NBA. It's pretty much like a death sentence. Don't break down NBA games in Pittsburgh. So we don't. There's just no proof that people want to hear that. But let me ask you a question. Because I saw an article. I was going through some stuff before the show today. And I saw that David Stern, who used to be the NBA commissioner, said exactly 10 years ago that Pittsburgh was on his short list of cities that he would consider for NBA expansion.
I actually remember this pretty vividly because another one was Louisville.
Because we had a new arena, PPG Paints Arena, had opened only a couple of years.
I think Columbus might have gotten mentioned as one.
Do you think we're missing out not having an NBA team? As a guy that played high school basketball, and I think still, generally speaking, really likes basketball.
Still favorite sport. Always has been. I never got into, like, deck hockey or roller hockey like a lot of kids
around
here.
Is pit hoops enough to scratch that itch for you, or do you generally have...
I would love to go from, like, October to April or whatever, or November, I guess it is. I would love to go through that knowing that on any given night, there's a good chance I've either got a hockey game or a basketball game to watch. I do love watching hoops, man. I know that the product is sometimes a grind, just like hockey's regular season product is, but I love watching it. I do, and I think it's the best athletes on earth, at least in team sports. I think you see the most freakish things most regularly on a basketball court. And I do like it. Missing out? Yeah, a little bit. I mean, I've had league pass for a while just to watch games, split it with a couple buddies, can watch them on my computer, my phone, pop a game on if I hear something cool is happening. And that scratches the itch, but I feel like you are a true upper echelon sports town if you happen to be able to support four teams. If you've got one in every major sport, then you are like a bona fide king of the ring kind of thing. In Pittsburgh, of course, this is where I bring that up because were Pittsburgh to somehow get an NBA team, it would be by far the smallest metropolitan area to support all four.
Yeah, it would never happen.
We're like a million and a half people off from the next lowest, which is either Denver or Minneapolis.
Yeah, it would take another team leaving. So I'm not.
No, the Penguins aren't leaving.
I'm not asking you about. I'm not trying to start a conversation about, like, getting one. Just more about us as a sports city not having a representative in that league and how it affects you as a fan. It sounds like...
It bums me out because I think it's obvious that the NBA is considerably more popular nationally than hockey is. Like, I like hockey, and I think by and large... Most sports fans come to hockey in the playoffs and they love it. Like, it's very funny that Charles Barkley is probably a better representative or emissary for hockey's virtues this time of year than any of the people, even Biz, on TNT. Because Barkley's a basketball guy who loves hockey. Mm-hmm. That, like, legitimizes it because basketball is so much more popular with a wide audience.
So I run hot and cold with the NBA. This is why I asked you, this is why I want to talk about this. I mean, I'm sure if I lived in Pittsburgh when Michael Jordan was in his prime, I would feel bad not having an NBA team here because you would never get a chance to see him by just driving uptown to Civic Arena and watching him play there. You know, that would have been a void for me. The greatest athlete in the world. There are 26 or 27 NBA cities, whatever it was, and we're not one of them. We have to drive to Cleveland or Philly or Toronto, whatever, you name it.
Sure.
Philly. So that part, like back then, I likely would have felt that way. Then for a while, I really didn't. Like, most of the time I've lived here, I don't think I've really followed the NBA closely whatsoever, and I don't really feel like I've missed it or yearned for it at all. But can I tell you what actually got me the person that made me feel this way? Jokic.
Sloppy old Jokic.
I see a guy that is pretty much the NBA equivalent of Phil Kessel. If Phil Kessel were the best player in the NHL. If Phil Kessel played like Connor McDavid or played like Sidney Crosby and was this everyman who was by far the best player in the sport, that's what Jokic is to the NBA right now. He's not fast. He doesn't look like he's in shape. It doesn't look like he's really, really concerned at all about his diet or nutrition or anything.
Does he have a visible cut, like a muscle? That you can see,
no,
like
just,
a bicep is
right.
defined, a tricep like, is defined,
yeah,
there's anything.
There's even a little bit, I think, shades of Roethlisberger in there with him. What's the guy's diet? Beer, yoga, and golf. You know, something like that. He's just a guy that really does not treat his body like a temple, and that's all you hear about with the modern athlete. The Tom Brady's and the Sidney Crosby's and dudes like that, that it has to be a 365 day-a-year obsession in order for them to be great.
So you're saying he doesn't look like the athlete of today, like a famous Dusty Rhodes
would
have said.
So I'm sitting on my couch last night. Amanda had gone up to bed, and I'm sitting there watching Game 3, which was not a terribly entertaining game or close game or anything like that, but I'm just in awe of this guy, of this player.
He's the best player in the league, man.
And it made me think, damn, like this thought has not popped into my head very much in the decade plus that I've lived here, but I do think it does stink that we miss out on players like that.
Well, like, I mean, people here watch the finals. I'm not going to relitigate this for more than 10 seconds. We know that when the finals ratings come out, they always end up doing an okay number here and sometimes a really good number, because I remember having those arguments. So people here know who Jokic is and they kind of know what he's all about.
Yeah, but as far as it concerns us, it's not relevant. We don't get to debate guys like that. We don't get to talk about guys. We don't get to stack our team against players like that and our players against.
Do you think, like, Ken Carman up in Cleveland, I know you love it when I bring him up, do you think he's really stacking up Cavs players? Like Darius Garland?
No, but he's got skin in the game.
And do you think you feel that wanting right now. You kind of wish you had a little skin in the game to be able to compare an NBA team here. Do you think people feel that way in cities that don't have hockey? Do you think it goes the other way? Because those are usually the two interchangeable sports that you either have one or the other, or in some cases both. Like, do you think people are sitting in Cleveland, for example, in Crosby's prime, and saying, you know, I wish we had a hockey team.
Maybe not
here.
Sid, but probably Gretzky and Lemieux. I think those guys were rare specimens and once in a lifetime.
All we've
type
got here
athletes.
Are the Barons, and we can't really get into it.
But you know what I'm like? I think those are the type of athletes that, when they were in their prime, would cause people to want to get into it and watch and care. Yeah, I do.
I think Jokic is.
They were transcendent players.
Jokic is unique, though, because Lemieux, especially, was so physically dominant. Jokic is fascinating and intriguing for the opposite reason.
Yeah, and I think LeBron was one of those guys for a while, but I think LeBron ended up becoming so polarizing with people that a lot of that changed the narrative around him. Like, LeBron isn't this universally beloved athlete the way that, say, trying to think of somebody else.
Who's like all-time great and beloved?
Yeah, like, there's not really anyone that's going to say
a critical
word of Sidney Crosby, even though he's
not. Have you heard of the city of Philadelphia?
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, but they gave Lemieux a 5-minute standing ovation when he came back from cancer. So
Gave Darian Hatcher a 5-minute standing ovation when he knocked Crosby's teeth out.
All right, fair enough. You got me there.
I guess I do feel like we're missing out because, for example, here's the best way I can put it. You and I talk about the NBA. I mentioned to you that, like, in an oddity for
me, I
didn't
barely.
Catch the game.
Yeah, but barely. I mean, it's not an everyday thing for us.
No, off the air, I mean.
Yeah, but I'm even saying off the air it's not.
Well, because, yeah, we've got other stuff to do. But, like, we'll make idle conversation about it if something wild happened. But where I feel like I'm missing out is this. I can't come on the air and say, let's just do 3 minutes and just, unless it's the hodgepodge, where we talk about the NBA. Because that you played Round Ball Rock to start the show. You know what that does in me as Pavlov's dog? When Joe and I did a show together and we wanted to do something called the pick and roll because Joe loves basketball too, our boss, Ryan, back then, twitched with rage at the mere thought of that segment existing.
Yeah, because it felt self-serving.
And he felt like it had no audience here, which it probably didn't. But you can't, this isn't a job where you get to be self-indulgent, and the NBA is a place where I feel like I would be if I could be. And I do feel like, to answer, I guess, your base question here, I do feel like, in that sense, I'm missing out. Because I feel like any skin in the game I have is somewhat invented by me. The way that you can't have it invented, when you have your own team, you really have it. Like, same with European soccer. I could adopt a team. I saw Jesse Marshall, a big hockey guy, talking about West Ham United winning the Europa League, and he was into it.
Yeah, good for him.
But, like, I can't fabricate that. I need an actual team to feel like I have that.
Coming up, it's been 10 years since Pittsburgh was linked to to NBA expansion. That's died down. It'll never happen. But do you wish we had a team? Like, this conversation that we're having, does it appeal to you in any way? 412-928-9370. As a Pittsburgh sports fan, do you feel like we're missing out on something not having an NBA team? 412-928-9370. I just had that feeling watching Jokic last night.
You had FOMO.
But there is no fear of missing out. I am just missing out. It's just MO. There's no FO part of it. I'm just out entirely on it.
Yeah, that's actually very true.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Fan Hotline's presented by Nemecolon. Around every corner, Nemecolon creates real-life magic for guests. Do you think Pittsburgh could have been a good basketball town? 412-928-9370. We'll never get a chance to prove that again. But 10 years ago at this time, the commissioner of the NBA said, yeah, Pittsburgh's on my list of places where we could put teams. And I was thinking about that watching the NBA Finals last night because there were no Pirates game, and I was looking for another place to go after watching the Pirates lose to the best team in baseball. So I settled in on that.
If Pittsburgh had an NBA team and Nikola Jokic, it was just the Nuggets as they are, I struggle to imagine how popular he would be. Like, I think it would be up there with TJ Watt levels of popularity at the moment, maybe more so. This is an area of the country where there are a lot of people from Eastern Europe.
I was just going to say, we love our Eastern Europeans here.
And he would just be everybody's favorite son. The funniest part is, you said at the start of the show, I know we got a lot of people who want to sound off on this pony, but you said that he's like doughy and out of shape. You know what the funniest part about him is? I just read a story saying the reason he's so good is that he got in better shape. What was he when he got drafted?
He just labors. He looks like it's so hard for him to get up and down, which reminds me of Kessel. Remember when Pierre Maguire said to him, "How's your breath?"
That bad, huh?
Where the guy looked like he was in agony every time he
came to
the bench.
Well, the funny thing about Kessel, but Kessel was like one of the fastest skaters in the league. Jokic is just, he just trotting up and down the court. And he, dude, that's the other thing, though. You know he's good because no player ever laughs at him or jokes about him. They know how good he is.
We have one of our favorite segments of the year coming up at 3 o'clock. It is the annual Pony and Mueller Pittsburgh Pantheon Conference.
Oh, man.
Every year, we pick the five best athletes in Pittsburgh sports and the best coach. And we have a list, and those people get the elusive honor of being in the Pony and Mueller Pantheon. But there's only five players, and there's only one coach. So we have last year's list. We need to keep people in and kick people out. So last year at this time, we thought the five best athletes in Pittsburgh sports were T.J. Watt, Cam Hayward, Sidney Crosby, Chris Letang, Pitt Kenny Pickett, after he had almost won the Heisman Trophy, and the coach we had was Pat Narduzzi. So we have to kick Pickett out, at least that version of Pickett, because he didn't play at Pitt last year. So there's going to be at least one opening. One opening in the Pantheon.
It feels like there's going to be more than one Pantheon opening, though. There's one by default. It feels like this is a very fluid group.
412-928-9370. Colin Dunlap also going to join us in 20 minutes. Here is Mac on the fan. Hello, Mac.
Yeah. Hey, what's up, Pony?
Is this Chris Mack?
Say that one more time.
I said, is this Chris Mack?
No, man. It's Pittsburgh Mack.
Oh,
man.
Pittsburgh Mack. Yeah, you're more Pittsburgh than Chris Mack, wouldn't you say?
Is Return of the Mack a good song, Mack?
I hate that song because he's actually talking about his heart being broken. So, No, I don't like that song.
Fair enough.
I never really studied the lyrics. That's good to know.
Yeah,
thank you, Mac.
Just, when you said Return of the Mac, I just said, this is a catchy
song.
He's talking
about his heart being broken, so now he's going back to, you know, being
I guess if there was a song called Return of the Filipponi, I would know everything about it. So, makes sense that you're an expert on that thing.
Hey, I just really believe that Pittsburgh would be a great basketball town just because of the passion of the fans for every sport we got. You look at, man, we got passionate fans about the Pittsburgh Pirates, man. And, you know, look at that franchise and the historical.
They've had four winning seasons in the last 30 years, Mac. That's it.
And I believe, look at how many passionate fans turn out for college basketball.
Well,
in
Mac,
town.
There's one problem, though, like with that. And I could say this about hockey, too, and everybody that's a Penguins fan knows it's true. When Pitt Hoops was really bad under Stallings and then beyond, and when the Penguins were bad before Crosby for that 1 year, they were just horrible. Both of those buildings were empty, man. I mean, just people did not show up to watch bad basketball or bad hockey.
Mac, let me ask you this. If you take the Penguins out of it and you just polled sports fans in this town and said, which sport do you like more? Not which team, which sport? Basketball or hockey? What do you think most people would say?
I think that more people in this town, they'll go for the college basketball, man.
Interesting. Do you think that's right?
No, I think Pittsburgh as a town, you would have more if you just said hockey or basketball, I think hockey would win. Where I would say people might be surprised is I don't think the winning margin would be overwhelming.
Give me a percentage.
It would win like 55-45 when I think the vocal minority of Twitter that likes to parachute in to tell you everyone hates the NBA here would have you believe it would be like 85-15 or 90-10.
Well, isn't that backed up by the NBA Finals ratings being higher in Pittsburgh than the Stanley Cup Final ratings?
When the Penguins aren't in the final, the NBA Finals, I think, every single time outdraws. And people can't even fall back on, NHL Stanley Cup Final is always on like a Mickey Mouse, you know, network. Because NBC Sports Network, even back then when we would do this, was reaching tons of households.
Do you think we're missing out on not having the NBA here? 412-928-9370. I had that thought watching Jokic last night have another triple-double. Here's Tony on the fan. Hello, Tony.
Yes, sir. A couple quick points. I'm an older person. You know,
you don't sound it, Tony. What are you, about 49 years old?
A lot older than that, my brother.
What are you? Give us some context here, Tony. 65. You retired yet?
No. I want to work until they put me in the ground. Stuff costs too much. Okay, I got a couple quick points here.
Okay.
This is way before your time, but do you know the NBA for the longest time in Pittsburgh was on tape delay late at night?
Oh, that was everywhere.
That was the NBA everywhere in like the 70s or whatever. They were in real trouble as a league, and they'd had it tape delayed everywhere.
Yeah, like that Sonics Bullets final was a tape delay one.
Okay, and Jordan played here his rookie year in an exhibition game.
Did you go?
Yes.
How was it?
The Utah Jazz. He played the Utah Jazz. Mark Eaton was one of the tallest dudes I ever seen in my life.
So they just randomly had the Bulls and Jazz come to town in 84?
They brought a lot of exhibitions. Wait till I tell you the next one. They brought the Lakers here in 87, Kareem's last year. The place was sold out, 16,000 people. It was like the Lakers were Pittsburgh's team that night. A.C. Green wins the game at the buzzer, and the crowd just erupts like we just won the championship.
Do you know A.C. Green was celibate his entire NBA career?
That's amazing.
Yeah, we know how A.C. Green didn't celebrate that game-winning shot in an exhibition.
A.C. Green.
He just said that's amazing.
And he had the longest NBA career, or like the longest streak of playing. He was the Iron Man.
Clean living, man.
Yes, and he showed up and did like a summit at my middle school.
About the
he
virtues of celibacy.
He came and talked about that, yeah.
Never weaken the knees the next day.
And we left early. We ducked out to go to a strip club called Peepers. And they let us in as ninth graders.
Which is just an unbelievable story. Yep. I just thought it was going to end in Casa Too Mucho, but then I realized that was a Peepers
story.
That
was the moral of the story for us. Green's got this whole thing wrong. Let's go to Peepers.
Where does Peepers rank on the names you can have for strip clubs? It's got to be pretty high up there. It cuts right to the point of what's going on.
And the competing strip club was a place called Teasers.
Where they kept their clothes on?
And Teasers and Peepers would just fight over that.
Hatfields
that male
and the McCoys.
Demo. Oh, yeah. Yep. Here's Michael on the fan. Hello, Michael.
Hi, guys. I think that the reason there's not a lot of interest in basketball here is because we don't have a team. We support a pro football team, a pro hockey team, a semi-pro baseball team, and pit teams. So I'm pretty sure that if we had a basketball team, there would be interest. I think there's a lot of people that are really interested in basketball here. Not me personally. I'm more of a hockey fan, but I really think that there would be support for any team.
Usually begets the other, Michael. You're right.
Do what I do, which is, okay, I'm going to peek in on the NBA playoffs or the NBA finals, and then I enjoy it or I'm entertained so much that it makes me wish we had a team? Or do you not even do that?
Well, I guess we'll probably go back to your last comments. I watched NBA last night because – that was on the big screen of cheerleaders.
Nice. I respect that. You're at cheerleaders on a Wednesday. They probably had good specials. They have an underrated kitchen. I tell people this all the time. You want a Philly cheesesteak? You want wings? Cheerleaders.
Here's a question.
They pride themselves on their kitchen over there. Chefs, my man Kevin does a great job. He and the team over there, yes?
So I'm not saying it's not a very good job for Kevin. I'm sure it is. But like, if he ever wanted to move into fine dining, can you, even if you are regarded as having terrific food and you have put together a great menu,
yeah,
can you put that on a resume and be like, I was the head chef, the executive chef at Cheerleaders Gentlemen's Club, and you think like, you know, that your French laundries are going to take note of that, or are they going to look down their nose on it?
I think
like
they're
the hoity-toity people
no,
they
I
are.
Think they're going to respect the hell out of it.
Yeah?
Yeah. I think they're going to say, this is somebody that can make a great meal in a chaotic situation.
Where he doesn't get distracted.
Yes.
Hockey, by the way, I'll say this to his actual point there, that if there was a team here, it would be it would be embraced and everything. I typically think that's pretty true. If there was a really good team here with a really good player like Crosby and the Penguins, you'd see an uptick in hoops. I will also say the reason, of course, everyone should know that it's never going to come here is a lack of corporate sponsors. There might be real legitimate interest from people, but it's a lack of corporate sponsors and probably a split season ticket base with hockey that would be the problem.
Here's Brian on the fan. Hello, Brian.
Hey, guys, what's going on?
Hey, brother.
Whoa, what's up?
Hey, I just think I would love to have an NBA team, right? But so many Pittsburghers just love to wear it like a badge. Like, I hate the NBA. They don't pass enough. They don't play defense.
Yeah, you know, I mean, what I think is always interesting about those comments, Brian, is that people say that's why they hate it, and then they bring up things about the style of play as if they watch it. Okay, if they're ball hogs or don't pass, how do you even know that if you don't watch the games?
Well, my argument back is, if that's such, you know, the pure basketball in you, why aren't you guys watching the WNBA all summer long then? Because that's all those girls do is play the right way.
Yeah, the game's played below
the
rim.
Well, I also think that it's like people who are citing late 90s, early 2000s NBA, which, as a guy who's watched it, was by and large the worst product the league has had in a while, and saying that that's still how it exists today. Way more teams today play like the 01 and 02 Sacramento Kings, who are all over the place, than not. These games are being played in the finals in the 100 and teens.
Yeah.
It's not a 78-74 rock
fight. So I went to the NBA Finals in 2018, Game 4, LeBron's last game in Cleveland. I was there for it. I sat right behind Villanueva and Chicolo was the other Steeler.
Oh, yeah.
They were sitting right in front of me, one row in front of me.
Yep.
And I remember I went because some friends were there, and I thought, this is as good as it gets, but I frankly was not that into it. Because they played Golden State, who was so much better than everybody else. It was a non-competitive league that year.
There's also a paradox with the NBA and college basketball, where you will get people here who say they like college but not the pro game. And what is very frustrating about that is, and I understand this applies with college basketball or college football too. Pony, you've been to an NBA game. You just said it. I've been to an NBA game. When you're actually sitting there watching it in person, the difference in ability and skill level between even really good college teams and just a bad NBA team is astronomical. Like, you are really watching the sport played at its absolute highest level, even by a team that might only win 20 games that year.
I think the winter sports bring that out the most. I think if you sit close at a hockey game or sit close at a basketball game, you're enamored with or astonished by just how
fast and how physical.
Exactly.
Those are the two things for both sports.
Here is Tim on the Fan. Hello, Tim.
Hey, guys.
Hey.
I think it's in the DNA in this area. When you're raised around here, you're raised on Steelers football, on Pirates baseball, on Penguins hockey. There's very little talk ever of NBA and basketball in this area. I think there's locally, high school teams and college teams are embraced, but it's just not part of the...
Do you think if there was DNA. Just hypothetically, that's a fair point, Tim. Do you think if there ever was, by hook or crook, somehow an NBA team here, right, that there would be a generation who would grow up with that tradition and it would start to get embraced because they had grown up with it?
Yeah, absolutely. I think so. But the problem is, in this area, I think the Steelers are just...
Sure.
They've saturated the market, and they are the team.
Yeah, I agree. But
that didn't hurt the Penguins, though, from getting the best player in the world in a draft and becoming the toughest ticket in town, arguably.
Tim, you sound like you're old enough to remember this. You're telling me 30 years ago, when Michael Jordan was at his best, people in Pittsburgh didn't give a rat's ass about the NBA? Didn't care about the guy? Really?
Nope. Very, very few people. I think people...
Okay. I didn't know that.
I remember it feeling like a big deal. Like, what he did, because I thought Michael Jordan transcended, is it a basketball town or not? He was the most famous athlete on earth. There wasn't really a close second. Different era, can't have anything like that ever again, but people were into it.
Joe is next. Hello, Joe. Hello, Joe. Goodbye, Joe. Mike is next. Hello, Mike.
Hey, how are we doing today?
Mike, great.
First time calling in. Hey, there's more high school, AAU, and people supporting that going on in Western PA than anything besides football. It dominates the winter and fall times.
Wait a minute. You know that to be true? You think there are more people, more kids playing high-level basketball than there are high-level hockey and baseball in Pittsburgh?
Absolutely. There's over 60 AAU tournaments going on in Pennsylvania almost every single weekend. Well,
Pennsylvania, but is it...
anywhere in Pittsburgh.
You're saying Western Pennsylvania or the whole state? Because Philly's a huge basketball town.
Yep.
The whole state.
That kind of changes things, Mike. I mean, when you start to bring in the Philly market...
I mean, I do think there are more kids playing basketball than people would otherwise think, and hockey's a very tough sport to support financially for a family, and basketball is easier... I think it's also a talent drain, though. How many kids come out of here and are like can't miss high level Division I players?
Easy solution. You want to get kids hooked on basketball? All you have to do is do this. Play this. I mean, you could honestly play this on C-SPAN before like a congressional hearing, and I'd want to watch it.
I agree with that. They show a couple legislators walking out in their suits, putting their notes down. I'm getting hyped. Man.
This like replaces the theme song on The View. Whoopi Goldberg struts out to this. I'm in.
Dude,
I want to hear them talk about their love lives.
I know you've got this right now going through your head too. And then the NBA logo would blast in and fill the screen and this would hit.
The big voice guy would say, "Tonight, Game 3 of the NBA Finals
between the Utah Jazz and the Chicago Bulls." Bob Costas. Here's what the NBA always did to me, like I thought, better than almost any other sport except maybe the World Series back in the day. Every NBA Finals I remember watching growing up in the Jordan era,
yes!
Those Costas narrations made you feel like you were watching the most important sporting event that had ever happened.
I'm going to bite your ass! Yes! I'm going to try on your bra and panties! Yes!
What percentage of our listeners know what you're referencing and don't just think you went insane and rogue?
Harry, you're an aspiring play-by-play man. Did you know that Marv Albert got busted for that?
No.
Oh, yeah.
Got fired by NBC.
Marv was a weird freak about a lot of things. Yeah, not good.
And the foul!
Yep. What was that? What was that, Harry?
Harry's loopy because he had to produce Starkey for 4 hours before us.
How many times did you say Joe got off on a tangent on the show today, Harry, that just completely derailed whatever he was supposed to be talking about?
Maybe twice.
Really?
That's a low number for him when he's solo.
You know what it is? You know what it is? He is raging, I bet, about the Pirates, and therefore that kept him on track.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
It's time for Colin Dunlap, brought to you by Shenderovich, Shenderovich & Fishman. Why pay 40 when you can pay 25? Call 888-98-TWINS. Colin's on the hotline. He was on with Zeiss for an hour today. What did you guys talk about?
The police. We talked about Taylor Swift tickets and the cost of those.
Wait, do you mean the police great. Like with Sting or the actual police?
No, Stuart Copeland. No, the actual police. And then that rolled into Smithfield Street looking like Portland. So all kinds of fun stuff. Zeiss is, hey, man.
Understated. Oof. Subtle.
Is this going to be a weekly thing?
No. Here and there, you know, I just, you know, threw it out there and I was around. And so I went on with him for about an hour and a half.
So he cleared his schedule, all the topics that he had picked out for that hour.
Yeah.
He just flushed down the toilet.
All the woke stuff he wanted to talk about, I guess.
Weren't his topics for the hour just like he was scrolling through the New York Post Twitter feed and was like, and so we've got Bat Boy. He was found in Prospect Park.
Colin, do you think
spreading the news?
Do you think at the news. Do you think at any point Pittsburgh could have supported an NBA team?
Well, this is a great topic, and I believe this is an annual topic from you fellas. Yes, but much like Cleveland, you have to choose either the NHL or the NBA. I think. Does that make sense?
So if at any of the like 7 points the Penguins went bankrupt, if they had just left and been replaced by an NBA team, do you think it would have worked here?
Yes, but there's not enough disposable income nor enough population to support four, much like how Denver has.
Yep, or Miami.
So you have to – yeah, Miami, right. So you have to choose one of the two at a city much like Cleveland or Pittsburgh. And so Cleveland has the NBA. Essentially, the Cavaliers are their Penguins, and the Penguins are Pittsburgh's Cavaliers.
Do you think that fan loyalties aside, just love of the sport, which sport do you think is more popular in Pittsburgh, hockey or basketball?
Hockey, but not by as much as people would like to think.
That was Malzi's answer.
That's basically the same answer I gave. I think it's like 55-45, but people would have you believe it's like 90-10.
Yeah, that's not the case. Here's the true test, I think. I think in Pittsburgh, once the Penguins are eliminated from the playoffs, there's not a lot of people that are watching like Winnipeg and the Kraken or whatever. But even without an NBA team, I think there are a lot of people watching Denver and Miami.
Colin, Bob Pelko gets hired by Penn State. What are your thoughts on that?
Before that, how about Christian Braun, I mean, can't even like get in games at the Sewickley Y. And he crushed it last night. Are you guys?
Is it Brown or Braun?
It's Braun.
I thought it was.
Spelled Braun like Ryan, but it's pronounced.
Yeah. Why can't he get with it here with the spelling? Just change his name. No, he was like balling, dude.
Jimmy Chitwood from Hoosier.
He does kind of look like him with the haircut.
Incredible. That guy's something else. But anyway, Bob Pelko to
Penn State.
It's high time for now. This all started. You guys remember. Like, Terry Smith kind of took a job like that initially at Penn State. And
now he's making over $1 million. Congratulations on all his success. Went from gateway coach to millionaire.
All his successes. Yes, but with what he did up there, one of his duties, and he was charged with the duty of, hey, establish and in some ways reestablish relationships with high school coaches, primarily in Pennsylvania, but more so across the Eastern Seaboard, to make sure that we all are in good graces with high school coaches. Get in, and when high school coaches hear Penn State is coming in or let's talk to Penn State, that means let's talk to Terry Smith. And now that's going to be Bob Pelko, I guess, up there. He's going to take that role. That's why Pitt should absolutely do that with somebody, with Eric Kasperowicz at Mars. You know who would be great to do that at Pitt? You guys are going to, like, fall off your chair. You know who would be phenomenal in that role at Pitt? Doran.
I knew you were going to say that. Just, I had a feeling when you set it up that way.
He'd be incredible. Is there somebody who speaks? Because, like, Bostic is more the guy that gets people to give. He goes to country clubs. He gets, you know, people that have own companies and whatever and mingle in that whole thing. Doran it's somebody like Doran or somebody like Eric Kasperowicz would be incredible in that role, walking into high school coaches' offices and say, hey, we're buddies. Let's have a beer. Let's talk about this kid and that kid and this kid. And you got to come to our camp. And those are two people that come to mind right away.
Colin Dunlap, check him out, 937thefan.com. He was at Steelers OTAs, has a write-up on the tight ends, and also posted a video with him and Jeff breaking it all down. Colin, we'll talk again on Tuesday.
We'll talk to you on Tuesday, Andrew. Thank you.
Fan weather brought to you by Sun Chevy, low of 50. Air quality, not terrible yet. We're not having this orange phenomenon like they got in New York. I know, Harry, I'm getting there.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.